The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Alan O'Reilly of Carlo Weather is with us. And tell us, Alan, what it means when the European Union's Climate Change Service declares Sunday, 21st of July, as the hottest day ever recorded globally.
Well, thanks, Matt. The important thing here is the average temperature. So the average temperature reached 17.09, which is 0.01 degree higher than the record, which was set last July of 17.08. That's a global surface temperature as measured by the Copernicus satellite and other data. So they use satellite data, but they also use weather stations, weather buoys, and a lot of other ground stations to find the average right across the globe. Now, it is preliminary data, but it does look like the record has been broken, and it's probably likely to be broken again in the coming days. Last year, when it was broken 4 days in a row. But it's important to stress, Matt, this is the average across the entire globe, because I can imagine a lot of listeners now are listening to the radio and beginning to raise their eyebrows at me and you talking about the warmest day when Ireland hasn't been experiencing that.
Why hasn't Ireland been experiencing that when we're hearing about 40 degree temperatures in parts of continental Europe and we're struggling to touch 20 degrees? What's going on here with our weather?
So that intense heat has been staying largely over North Africa into southern Europe and even into parts of eastern Europe and northeastern Europe, because we have low pressure to the northwest of us, which has been feeding our air primarily from Greenland and Iceland. So we have a much warmer air mass to the south of us, but we have a much cooler one to the northwest of us. And that cooler air mass has been dragged down towards us because of the weather cycle that we've been in. The jet stream pretty much running through or over Ireland and keeping that cooler air closer to us than we normally would see at this time of the year. Now, temperatures, believe it or not, this week are at average or a little bit above average, because our average high temperature for July is about 19 degrees. But as you say, those weather warnings have been issued in Spain because it's going to get up to 44 degrees in parts of southwest Spain tomorrow and also parts of Portugal. So there is intense heat, it's just not making it as far as us.
Okay, because even when you say about 19 or 20 degrees at the moment, it doesn't sort of seem like that to many people. And maybe it's because it's so dull and overcast in many parts of the country and seems to be consistently so that a lot of people think we're having a miserable summer. But are you saying it's not necessarily out of kilter with what we've experienced previously, that maybe those glorious summers that we often remember of bright sunshine and high temperatures are actually rare?
Well, they are rarer than we think, and our memories are certainly more likely to remember the good summers. But no, you're right. The greyness is the biggest issue. The sunshine hours are way behind what we would normally see. And anybody that has solar panels that would see the difference, if you look at the data from last July to this July, and even this summer overall, June as well, we really have lacked sunshine, and that's been a big issue in terms of, you know, grass growth and other things, but also just how people feel, because when we see blue skies and we see sunshine, even if temperatures aren't that high, it feels like summer. And it also feels more, I suppose, the temperature is more level, because at the moment it's jumper off when the sun comes out and then it's jumper back on when the clouds come in. So it has been very much a grey summer, and that's because we haven't had the high pressure to set over us and to block out those weather systems and give us those nice blue skies that we all remember as teenagers waking up to every morning, or at least that's what we thought.
Thank you very much, Alan O'Reilly from Carlo Weather. Actually, just before you go, is there any sign that this weather is going to, and I use the word advisedly, improve, as many people would like a bit more warmth and a bit of the sun to break through the clouds? No, you gone,
Alan? Things are going to slowly improve. Sorry, Matt.
Sorry, go on, Alan, sorry.
Sorry, yeah, things are going to slowly improve. Now, we will still see some showers, but there will be more sunshine, and the weekend is looking far better than last weekend, which wouldn't be hard. But there is a risk or a good chance of high pressure coming closer to us for early next week. It's not certain, but it does look like that August could start off on a much better weather pattern. So hopefully that does happen. And remember, August is still meteorologically summer. It's not autumn. So we still have a whole month of summer, so it could save itself yet.
I'll hold you to that, Alan. You'll be responsible if it doesn't. Thank you very much, Alan O'Reilly from Carlo Weather.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.